You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Judith Gap is a little community in central Montana at the top of a high, broad saddle between the Snowy Mountains and the Little Belts. Driving into town from the south, I passed several bunches of pronghorns in the wheat fields with the does milling around, just about ready to disperse to find safe places to drop their fawns. Toward the top of the hill, US 191 traverses a gigantic wind farm with a futuristic feel to it that's in complete contrast to Judith Gap itself, which is a modest collection of weathered frame houses. The population here has shrunk in the last 10 years from around 160 to around 120 souls. The Mercantile, where I've stopped a few times over the years for a milkshake, is now an assisted living home. But the folks who've stayed here have an incredible attachment to this windy, beautiful place. At the cafeteria of the 100-year-old Judith Gap School, I met Ruth Walter. She had just served the students a lunch of roast beef sandwiches, sweet potato fries, and strawberry compote, and she was up to her elbows in soapy water. Ruth agreed to take a break so that we could visit. We sat outside overlooking the highway and the snowy mountains beyond, and she told me about the difficult choice she made to leave her old life and create a new one here.
I can tell from your accent you're from Hutterite Colony.
I am.
Which one?
Spring Creek Colony. I grew up at Flat Willow, that's down around Winnet, and I married my husband and we moved to Spring Creek Colony.
And those are Darius Light
Colony? Yes, yes. And there we decided to expand our horizons, and we had three children. And back then, when I grew up, you only went to the eighth grade. My husband is a firm believer in education, and so we left so our children could get an education and go to college. And the opportunities that are out here are unbelievable, you know. So 22 years ago, March the 5th, we decided to go on this little journey, and we're still here in Judith Gap. And my children are doing fantastic, and my youngest, she will graduate in a year as a nurse, and the two older ones are engineers and have jobs of their own. So I believe I brought my work ethic and my respect for other people with me. But I also was an eagle that needed to spread my wings. You know, when we left with nothing, absolutely nothing. And Judith Gap community embraced us the minute we got here. And I think that's what made it easier for us, was the community just embraced us so much that, like I say, we've been here 22 years. Everybody has a choice in life. You can live there and follow those choices, or you can leave and make your own choices. We picked up our son from school, and my brothers and sisters came to help me move. And we moved on a Friday. Yep. And it was hard. I mean, everybody, the colony there, a lot of them were shocked. A lot of them were mad. A lot of them didn't talk to us for quite some time, but they got over it. And now we go back to the colony where we came from. I mean, we go back all the time. Don't get me wrong, it was hard. The first 6 months, I didn't have a kernel of salt in my cupboard, but we, with the help of God and all our friends, and we did it, and I have no regrets whatsoever, none. The community here embraced us, like, and then my children too. I mean, we moved over here, and we were like one of them. And that's why everybody's like, why would you live in Judith Gap? It's because it is home. People are my friends, sometimes closer than my own people, you know, my own family. I believe I found a good balance. I mean, we bought some land here in Judith Gap. We have a home that's ours, and we call it home. I've almost lived almost just as long here in Judith Gap than I did at the colony. So, yeah, I don't feel this is my home. lots of winter, lots of snow, but I love it. I mean, it's very safe. There's hardly any drugs there. I haven't locked my door in 20 years. I never locked my car door. The community's awesome. I love living here. Yeah, and I've heard, oh, where's Judith Gap? Oh, we just love it the way it is.
You've been listening to Ruth Walter in Judith Gap, Montana. This is Mountain West Voices. Our series is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images of today's story and to listen to and download more than 100 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.